Anyone, do you remember by the name of Mary King?
What?
Mary King.
Mary
King.
Mary King.
Is it, does that ring a bell, anybody?
You don't mean Mary Perry, do you?
It's
Mary King.
That
well, it couldn't be. You see, if it doesn't ring a bell, it means someone very.
No, I understand. Yeah.
There was a family that will back it. Now, what was the name? The boy.
Yes.
Went with us to Paris.
Bill Percy.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And the sister.
And the sister's name, I forget. And they had sort of an elderly mother that was not well. Baba had gone to see her.
Yes, Baba went to see them, but they never.
Yeah. What about this boy named Joff? Joffre.
Oh, I remember him. He eventually went to Belgium. Joff. I met him several times.
Is that a surname or a first name?
We used to just call him Joff. I don't know. But he went to Belgium and disappeared.
But he was with Will. He found out
yes,
about it.
He was one of Will's Beckett's
connections.
Yes. And then you see, Will had a place, well, we all helped, but at the Cherry Cross, a room near the Cherry Cross Hotel.
That was sort of to, as the editorial committee was
That's
called.
Right. I've got the first minutes of it at my home.
But what exactly was it? You had meetings there?
Well, I didn't. That was part of it. It was Doreen, Elizabeth, Will. I think that was all.
But did they have, is that what they did? Had meetings? Or they were publishing Baba's sayings?
Two committee meetings. And I've got the thing up, I think, up there at my house.
What about Elsie Domville?
I remember the name, but I don't remember the name. All those mostly were Will's connections.
You know, whatever happened to Meredith Starr? I mean, Meredith Starr is dead now, of course, isn't he? Meredith Starr.
Yes.
He's dead, isn't he?
He died about 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago.
And he was paralyzed and blind for about 4 or 5 years. And Kim went to see him just about a year before he died. Then he just...
Was his wife still there with him?
Oh, yes. They became disciples of Subud, a teacher called Subud, an Indonesian. And Margaret used to make money by painting mystical paintings. After Meredith died, she went to Indonesia to live.
What about her sister?
I don't know what happened to her. I think she died.
No.
She's not alive. And Kenneth died too.
Josephine Ross.
Yes, in America.
You know, when you all were in Cannes, staying in Cannes, in Ivy Deuce's book, she wrote that house where you stayed in, it was called Alta Chiara.
Not at all. Alta Chiara was in Italy.
That was in Italy.
It was called Capo del Monte.
Capo del Monte, okay. Well,
Alta Chiara, the first place we stayed in Italy was the Villa Fiorenza.
Right.
Villa Fiorenza. The second was Elizabeth took the Curzon Villa, which was called Alta Chiara, at the back of Portofino.
Well,
the little village of Portofino.
Were any of these bungalows, did they used to belong to some Lord Caravan who discovered that King Tut's tomb? She's written that. I was just curious.
Who wrote this?
Ivy Deuce in her book. I don't know where she got that from, but...
I don't know either.
But
Alta Chiara was where Baba saw a lot of visitors there. That was where Nonni, Ruano, and Ruano came.
Yes.
And those two...
Rano.
The Austrian people
that
you asked me about, they came there.
Austrian means that Alice Traumfisch?
Yes, they met Baba there. Right. Alice now, and Vicky.
Yes. Now, are their names Traufischer or Trauf?
Alice and Vicky, S-T-R-A-U-S, I think, double S. What have you got?
Well, you see, Margaret, in her book, she wrote T-R-A-W, Traufischer. But I had T-R-A-U, Trau.
Well, I always thought it was T-R-A-U. Trout Fisher, T-R-A-U-F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Yeah, I thought that was more correct.
That's
I think
it, yes.
Margaret was not correct.
Yes. I met them when they came over here. Margaret lost track of them, but after they left California, they came here.
I see.
And I used to see a lot of them.
So they were still drawn.
Then they went back and got that, they ran their place as a sort of boarding house.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she also wrote about Quentin, that he had died. Did you? Yes. You must have been here in the war.
Oh, of course I saw a lot of Quentin, because he was living with Margaret and Mabel.
Yeah, but do you know exactly when he did die? What year he died?
It was after the war.
After the war. So
Margaret had come back.
Yeah, she came back in 46 or 47.
She met him before she went to America.
Mm-hmm. And he died of malnutrition? She wrote
that. He became a Roman Catholic. I don't think Margaret was correct in saying he didn't turn against Father. He did.
I remembered you had told me, and Kitty also said that to me.
But Margaret said she had this talk with him.
Yeah.
But he may still have loved Father, you know.
Yeah,
but he certainly became a Roman Catholic. He died a Roman Catholic.
But she says, and this is so curious, he died of malnutrition.
As a what?
He died of malnutrition.
What absolute nonsense. Nobody died of malnutrition. We had very little to eat during the war. But none of us died of malnutrition. What rubbish.
It's in the book.
Where did she get that from?
That's what I was
saying. I saw that. I didn't accept that.
Yeah. Because she was in America. You were here. That's why I wanted to know.
Yes, but I think Margaret did see him.
Yes, before going.
I'm sure. I can't imagine Quentin dying of malnutrition.
No, very,
he was very careful to have enough to eat.
I think I might have written to you. You know that Audrey Williams, you didn't ever know what happened to her, that Audrey.
Who? Audrey. Yes, she's alive. She's a great friend of my sister Minta's. She now lives in the Isle of Man with her second husband.
Yeah. Now, she was a pupil of Margaret's.
Yes, she was a dancer.
So, you know, I'm very, very anxious to contact her, and I'll tell you why. Because in 1933, when you went to India, she took a camera with her. She was the only one that had taken photos.
I know. She's got marvelous photographs.
So how to get those?
I don't know. You must ask Minta.
Okay.
Minta has her address in there. She lent Peter somebody, never returned them. When you lend Peter anything, he doesn't know what happens to it, and you can never get them back.
How did she lend them to him? She came here?
Well, she had some copies made and let them have them.
Yes, I want the negatives.
I'm not sure if she gave the negative or not.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of photographs in the archives. If you could get Russ to open it up, you might find something there.
Well, I'm interested to just write to her anyway and ask her if she still has her negatives.
Mm. Well, Minta will give you the address. She's in the Isle of Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. Do you remember when Baba came here ever going to see that play Oklahoma with him in London?
Yes.
No,
it was South Pacific.
South Pacific. That was
not
in
Oklahoma. That was not
in,
here, anyway.
That was in 1952, South Pacific.
Yes.
But in the early days, in the 30s...
I never went with him to see. No, it wasn't on here.
No. Do you know if that lady, Millicent Deeks, is still alive?
Who?
Millicent Deeks. She was that woman...
Oh, Millicent Deeks. No, she died.
She died.
Here. Yes, a long time ago.
Are any of her relatives or anything?
No.
She had, Baba had given her signed photos and things like that.
Well, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are gone.
She died quite a long time ago.
Yeah. She must have been quite elderly, I think, at the time.
Mm-hmm. Millicent Deeks is her name. D-E-A-K-E-S, I think.
That's what I have.
Yes. What's your... Yes, go on.
There was this woman that had come to Nasik just for a short time. And her name was Malia Rudyard. She was an American, I think.
Malia?
Yes.
Now, I remember. She stayed there.
Right. Now, I was wondering, when you left, was she still there, or she had gone? And did she just stay for a short time, or she stayed with you?
She was there a short time.
So, see, you left in June. You left in June of 37.
That's right.
So I wondered, was she still there, you think, or she?
Not to, I can't remember.
This in the photo, you know, you pointed out Dick and Audrey Ince.
Mm.
They eventually did go against Baba also, didn't they?
What's
they eventually turned against Baba. Ooh. Also. That Dick and Ince and Audrey Ince.
I don't. You just know, write it down. I can't.
Dick Ince.
Oh, yeah, Audrey and Dick Ince.
Yeah. Did they eventually leave Baba?
I think
also
so.
With Meredith?
Yeah. I don't know with, but they did. Yeah. Yes. Who's this?
This is that. I was just confused that Audrey Ince and Audrey Williams.
No, no.
Two different people.
Yes.
You know. I was going to ask you, but now if I'm going to meet Kim, that why Kim wasn't there in India with you in 33?
Because she wasn't asked to come.
She wasn't asked?
Yeah. Her husband didn't want her to go. Yeah. And Papa promised it.
Because she must...
You could ask for her own story, but she'll tell a different story, probably.
No, I know her husband was not gone to Baba much.
No. But I think she did want to come.
Oh, I'm sure she...
Kim's Persian name was one of the wives of Muhammad, Aisha.
Aisha, yeah. Yes. I have that. Do you know whatever happened to Mercedes and Consuela? Deceased?
Mercedes da Costa, do you mean?
No. Oh, yes, sorry. Mercedes da Costa and Consuelo de Seeds.
Well, Consuelo died not so long ago.
But did they get... They went to another...
He died first. Consuelo lived in America, and she left all her books to Myrtle Beach.
But, so, she didn't go to any other master? She left Baba?
No, she didn't leave. Well, she left her books to Myrtle Beach, so...
Or what about this Mercedes da Costa?
Da Costa, well, she was a friend of, she belonged to the early days, she was a friend of Greta Garbo's.
Yes.
And was bringing her to, I met her, and she came to, when we were at Cannes, she came and saw Baba, then we went to Monte Carlo, she went to Monte Carlo with Baba. She always dressed like a man.
Yeah. See, did she you go to...
She was a famous lesbian.
Really?
Yes.
Well, see, when Baba went to Monte Carlo, though, Narina went with him also.
Mercedes came to visit him there. She was a friend of Dorita's. Dorita brought her to Baba.
Yeah. And did you get to go to Monte Carlo with Baba?
No. I stayed at Cannes with Anita. It was only a short distance away. And that night, Baba, I think Dorita, Mercedes, and somebody else went to Monte Carlo. And they went into the gaming bar.
You know, the reason I was asking about this Mercedes and Consuelo was because in about November of 1938, they came to India, and they saw Baba in India. But at that time, from the account, it appears that they were interested in touring India to visit other saints or something.
Well, that's possible, that they went to visit round.
Yeah. So I thought, in my mind, I thought maybe they left
Baba. I don't know that they left Baba. No, I wouldn't say that, but... There are always people who are interested in other things, sidelines.
Mm-hmm. At Portofino, are this Porto Vella and Porto Veta, do you know anything? Are they two different places, or is it one place?
Wait, it's not Porto Veta. Wait a minute. It comes in, you should have seen, did you see the film... Italian Days with Baba. Portofino Veto, it is.
I see.
Portofino Veto, the old part of Portofino. VETO. That was where we had the picnic.
Yes. So in some places, you see, that's written Porto Vella. In some places, Porto Veta. I don't know which.
Well, I don't know. We call it Portofino Veto.
I wanted to see that film while I was here. I was asking to...
Ask him, he'll show it to you.
He said that Martin has to hook it up, so I'll let Martin come. Oh, it's a film or it's on videotape? Maybe.
No, the film.
So I think Hillary...
It's quite good. I talk underneath. It could have been better because really it wasn't the director was David Carr himself, and he didn't know much about directing. But on the whole, they made a good job of it.
Yeah. I think Aruna Hillary knows where that is, so I'm going to ask her.
You see, India should have got a copy of that.
Yeah, we never saw that.
Peter gave money to the Sufis to make copies of all the films that he sent them. And we had the devil's own job to get the Delia film into India.
Yeah, that film I saw. What about this Ivy Deuce film? I didn't see that, but...
Well, why didn't you see it in India?
I'll tell you, because that day they were going to show it, the power went off.
Oh.
I came there to see it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon at Mirzad. The power went off, so I had to go back to Nagar. And then the power came at 6 o'clock and they showed it, but I missed it. They only showed it once. Did they have a copy here?
No, we have a copy here. Yeah. You can see it here.
Yeah.
Again, ask Martin. Yeah. I don't know where Martin is. He's always up and about. But if there's a copy of the thing, you can put it on. Russ can put it off. It's
okay.
All right.
I'll ask him.
I'm entitled to show them.
Good.
But you see the Italian film, because that's historic,
right,
really.
Yes. I'm more interested in that.
Yes.
You were quite good friends with Charles Purdom, weren't you? You were...
Oh, Charles Purdom and I were very close.
Yes, I thought so.
We
so
worked
what is
very
the...
well together. A lot of people found him difficult, but he was a very good friend to me.
Yeah. So what does the B stand for?
What?
What does the B stand for? Charles B. Purdom.
Yes, wait a minute. Charles... Oh, I've forgotten now. C.B. Charles. I can't remember now.
You think about it, and over the time I'm here, do you know his age?
Well, I should think he would have been about 95 or 96 now. He was probably 45 when he met Bob or something like that. I don't really know his age.
About 45 in 1931.
I should think so.
What about Quentin?
Well, Quentin was in his 40s, too.
In the 30s.
I would think so.
And Will and Mary, they were...
Hmm?
Will and Mary?
Will and Mary were older still.
Like,
Mary was over 80 when she died, and that's some time back. Ha-ha, what's that? That's not all, is it?
No,
oh, it's too long.
Did Tom Sharpley leave Baba?
Yes. He became a bit mental. He went in for spiritualism.
But he was...
Went off his head, I think.
He was in Folkestone.
He was in India in 36.
Yeah.
And after that, he started to get very peculiar.
And whatever happened to Milo Shattuck?
I don't know.
He went to America and you never saw him?
I never saw him again after he left England.
He was
in
America.
The only people who could have kept in touch with him would be Jean. Well, she's still alive.
Yes.
But you couldn't talk to her. Oh, no,
she lives in a very far away place.
She's had two strokes and she's very, very ill.
Maybe I can ask Minta this question, but I was just curious that she saw Baba in New York.
That's right.
Now, what was she doing in
she
America?
She went to Hollywood. She went out to meet her husband. She'd separated from her husband and to have a sort of last thought about it, whether to get a divorce or not.
He was an American?
Yes, he went over to meet her from Panama.
And... At that time, Baba was in New York.
Yes.
So did she go on to California?
Yes. She was with the group in California.
So...
She'll tell you about
that.
Yeah, but that's true.
You know... This lady, Oria...
Only known reader. She was a disciple of Isadora Duncan. She studied the Isadora Duncan technique.
But she wasn't sort of taken on as a substitute
for
Kim.
No, no, no. She was a substitute.
For Kim?
Yes, for that. I think so.
That's true. And, you know, at the time of the accident in Prague, the last time I was here, you had told me that one of your duties was to help Kitty take Mara outside. Something, is that, was that?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
I didn't exactly.
Yes, I did help, yes. Yeah. It was Kitty's job, but I did help, yes.
So what did you mean, take Mara outside?
Well, because she couldn't see.
But in Prague, you mean, or in Myrtle Beach?
No, no, not in Myrtle. But after the accident, she was, her whole, you know, she could, her, all her eyes were swollen. Uh-huh. She was very badly hurt.
So you would, like, help her?
Yes.
That would be in Myrtle Beach in New York?
I was in Myrtle Beach for a time, and then I left to come back to England. And then they went to New York for a time.
This time when you were helping Mara, was that in Prague, in the hospital?
Yes, in the hospital, right, yes. So,
yeah. But why was Mara moving around? That's what I didn't understand.
Well, she had to go to the bathroom time to time.
And do you know anything? You know this guy, Raphael Hirst? Or that Paul Brunton?
I know. Oh, the man who wrote, yeah. I never met him, no.
You didn't meet him.
In Secret Angel, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I was just wondering if you knew his... See, some places his last name is written Hirst, and some places Hirsch.
You know?
It's
Raphael Hirst, who wrote In Search of Secret Angel. I think it's H-I-R-S-T.
S-H.
We've got a book by
him,
if it would help.
You could, it would be easy to look it up.
But
mind you, his book, you could only get 9 seconds. What's it?
Yeah, no, his book is
there. Have
we got
it?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, well, I didn't know he has it.
It doesn't give his real name.
It doesn't.
What does it say his name is then?
Paul Brunton.
Oh, of course, Paul Brunton, yes.
But I sort of know.
That's the name he wrote under all his books, Paul Brunton.
What about Norina's sister? Did she?
I only met her once in Cannes.
But was her name Gita?
Yes,
Gita. Is it with an H or just?
G-I-T-A.
G-I-T-A.
She was Italian, you know. She,
yeah, because that's like Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. No, G-I-T-A.
And do you happen to know if this is correct? Her full name was Gita Gilly Bloom?
No, I don't know.
Gita Bloom? She was married?
Never heard of her. What?
No, was she married, this Gita?
She was, I don't know anything
don't
about
know anything.
Her. I just met her.
Right.
Elizabeth can't tell you, though.
Yeah. I did have some questions for her.
Yes. What did come into Norina's diaries?
Where are those?
Well, Kitty must know. It's a book.
I didn't know Norina kept diaries.
Well, she wrote her memoirs.
She did?
And it would come in, yes.
So it hasn't been.
It's there, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Of all her life with Baba and everything?
I suppose so. She was always writing.
Well, she used to write those weird things.
Hmm?
She used to write those very funny,
yes.
weird sort yes. of.
Yes.
Thought provoked.
Yes, it
read.
Was all very flowery.
Yeah. Mm. But her memoirs would be interesting.
Yes. Norina Machiavelli.
Well, that's really all the questions I had, Delia.
Hmm?
That's really all the questions
oh,
I had.
Oh, I see.
I would like
He just gives a little bit of each person, does he? In the back.
You said you were 20?
Mm-hmm.
You were 20 when you first met Mom?
20. Well, just going on 21.
So that must have been the very first trip in 1930.
It was his first trip, that's right. The trip that he came on when he went down to East Shalicombe first with Merida Starr.
Yes.
You've heard of Merida Starr?
Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't meet him at East Shalicombe, but my sister met him. And then he came to London, and he stayed with Kitty Davy at her house in Russell, near Olympia. And my sister had been, I think they'd all been to the theatre, and she was absolutely bowled over. And she asked me if I'd like to meet him, and I said yes.
You had heard about him before this?
I had heard about him, but I wasn't involved at all, as she was, seeking. But when she told me that what sort of reaction she'd had, I said I'd like to meet him. And now, at the same time, my mother met him, and my eldest brother.
Jack.
And
his name is Jack.
Jack, that's right. Now, Jack was functioning on a very intellectual level, and Baba didn't function on that level at all and didn't really answer questions. So my brother was put off. My mother also was very sceptical and not very involved. But I found that the first time when I saw him, I was terribly moved, and I can't say why at all.
This was at Kitty's house.
This was at Kitty's house. And I found that I was just weeping. And suddenly, he spelled out on the board to the Indian who interpreted, ask her why she's weeping. And I found myself saying, without any thought in my head at all, I said, because you're so beautiful. And then from that point, I only wanted to look at him and be with him. You know, just sit on the floor and look at him. I didn't want to ask anything. So I was told that I could come, and I went every time it was possible.
So that first time you were...
That was the first meeting.
You were alone there, or your sister was
there? Oh, no, there were many others. We all sat in a group, and I mean, other people may have spoken to him, but I didn't. I spoke very little that first meeting. Well, then...
He was in that white...
In his white robe with his long hair, and his face was very, very beautiful. It was some aura which came from him, which one can't really... describe. I couldn't look at anybody else. I couldn't think of anybody else or anything else. But of course, that doesn't last. And then, you know, it's such a long time ago that I won't be able to be absolutely accurate in which came first.
No.
But I think that the next time we met was in Lugano, and he wanted us all to come. There was a group, and he called us Kimco. Now, I don't think you're going to meet Kim. My you are? Oh, you are. Oh. And my sister had said she wasn't getting in touch with Kim because Kim hadn't bothered, really.
Yeah. Well, I called her.
And she said she would meet you.
She
because the group was called Kimco. And Baba used to say, Kimco is my heart. I don't know what he said to the other groups. But Kim came to Lugano, certainly. And Baba was very gay and easy to be with. And we played ping pong, and he liked listening to rumbas. He was very affectionate and easy. And somehow one was happy when one was with him. That was a lovely holiday. And all I wanted to do, I say, was to be with Baba and look at Baba. Then I think the next meeting was probably at Santa Margherita. Have you got, accurate? You have. Well, by that time, I was beginning to be a little more demanding and wanting to be the special one. So I was always the one who dashed upstairs to have a few minutes alone with Baba before the others came in. And I think they were all very annoyed with me. But Baba, perhaps understanding my need, because being one of a big family, one of eight, and my father died when I was six, I think I very much needed to feel important, more important to somebody, because in a way, Baba was a father figure. And Baba did rather encourage that in me. I say it because I think he felt that that's what I needed. It was a wonderful, happy holiday. But it was a holiday. I don't really remember Baba suggesting that one meditated or that one did anything other than love him. This is how he used to say, love me and don't worry. Those were the two things I remember he always was saying. Then the next time I saw him, I think, was at Portofino, where one of the American followers had taken a big house. And there, again, I think, I was trying to see a bit more of Baba than the others. But I don't think I pushed myself quite as much. Because, in fact, he suggested that I should be the one to take his food up. And we used to go for walks, and it was absolutely lovely. And we were allowed to go and swim. And there was a big group. There was Quentin, Herbert, Margaret, Mabel, I think. Quite a big... Anita was there, and I think I shared a room with Anita. Have you met Anita? Yeah. So I think Anita was there. I think that was the first time I met Anita. And sorry. you did actually say you wanted to talk to me, and I don't seem to have given you a chance.
Exactly what I had in mind.
What you would have asked me.
And if you happen to remember any small incidents that only you would know that happened between you and Mom, sort of, you know, something like that, any times that you were with Baba where he may have said something to you that you happen to recall, or others may not know that, you know, some story that's involving you. Not personal incidents, but...
Well, it's difficult for me to say whether he said anything to me that he didn't say to the others. He did tend to try to make us believe that we, each one in turn, I think he did it to, we were the one, the special one. I think so. I think that this was his way of perhaps arousing our sibling rivalry. I mean, in, I think he did that quite a good bit. And probably I swallowed it because I wanted to. And
so, I mean, there were definitely jealousies and things like that.
Oh, of course there was. I think I aroused a lot of jealousy because, in fact, Baba did make a very special fuss of me at the beginning. I don't say he did later, but he did at the beginning. And I think he did, he actually did it to each one in turn, I'm sure. I don't think anybody revealed it at the time because of our fear of arousing jealousy. But, you know, I don't know quite how much I can say to you. Well, for some reason I had I'm sure it was a sort of psychological need, but when we were at Santa Margarita, I kept on nagging Bob to let me stay a night with him. And eventually he agreed that I could come and sleep in the bed. Now, I may say that when I was allowed to, there was caca in the room, and Baba, in fact, didn't get into the bed at all. He sat at the edge of the bed, and I kept on dozing off. And after a few hours, Baba told me to go back to my room, you see. Well, of course, I felt that I was specially privileged, and so that was really what I wanted. And I think the others were very angry. I'm sure they were. I don't know if my sister has said anything about it, but I think they found me a pain in the neck because I was always trying to push myself. But that was the only time that happened. And when we went to Portofino, I wanted it again, but he wouldn't. No. I think he did say. I think that he was quite desirous of us not having indiscriminate sex lives, because he obviously let several of them get married, but I had the feeling that he didn't want us to have just affairs for the sake of it. So, but every time that I in fact had anything to do with a man, he always seemed to know. And he would ask me, and I would admit it. But he never really made me feel bad. You know, he never made me feel that I'd done anything awful. But he said, try again next time. Next time, yes. You never felt with Baba that he was being, that he was angry with you, or that he was... He was very, very loving. And I did feel that he understood me very well. And, you know, from the letters I heard from him, it was quite clear that he understood my difficulties and what my makeup was.
See, your Indian name was Sharma.
That's right.
So when Baba used to write to you, he used to send poems, poetry.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Because
yes, I got quite a few.
Yeah, if they're handy, I'd love to see some.
But he wrote to everybody.
But,
one always thought one was the specially chosen one.
And to you especially, Baba, I mean, like, I've read some of those little poems. They're really charming.
Yes, they're very adorable. He was full of fun. I mean, Baba really had a wonderful sense of humour. I can remember once when there was the most terrific upheaval in the amongst all the women. Then he put it all right, and then suddenly he said, "All quiet on the Western Front." He spelt it out on the board. No, he was very gay, full of humour, and seemed to sense what was happening and what people were feeling. And I was chosen, and of course this again I think caused a lot of annoyance, because I was chosen to go to Rome and to Madrid, and I was picked out to go. So I had 10 days in Madrid, and we went to Assisi. That was with Norina and Quentin and Herbert. But he didn't make such a fuss of me then. But still, I was in the group.
When you went to Rome,
Rome, all I remember about Rome, I don't think it was more than 2 days, we must have gone from the north of Italy, was that he rushed through one of the galleries, and where would it have been? Or am I thinking of Spain? I think Madrid is where he rushed through the Prada and rushed out. And we weren't allowed to look at a picture even.
In Rome, I think he went to that St. Paul's Cathedral.
That's right. Oh, that's right. And then but he told us about the meaning of all the pillars and
the numbers.
That's right. I think that's Venice, though, really. I don't know about St. Peter's. But I can't remember much about Rome.
Yeah, you're right. See, you were only there a very short time.
I think I was only there for a day.
Yeah, interviews also.
I think so. I don't think it meant a great deal. But Madrid was lovely. Because he liked Spanish dancing. Bob always liked rhythm. I mean, he loved the rumbas and he loved the Spanish dancing. And he didn't like anything too serious. He said, I'm in eternal bliss. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. So
you would go with him to see the dancers?
Well, we went to see Argentinita to see her dance in Madrid.
She's a famous dancer?
Yes. Not Argentina, but Argentinita, the younger one. But we also went to Assisi, not Assisi, St. Teresa.
Avila,
that's right. And I remember Baba was talking about St. Teresa a lot. But I think I didn't take in an awful lot because I was so engrossed in my feelings for Baba, that it didn't seem important to me what he actually said when it was on an intellectual level. I can't really think of anything very, very special that happened then, because I went to California, of course.
Yes, now. Did you see Baba in New York also?
I did, but I only visited him because at that time, I had a daughter, you see, and I had taken her to meet her father who lived in Panama. And I was leaving her with her father, and I took him, in fact, to see Baba.
In New York City?
Yes. So then...
His name was Toledano?
Yes, that's right, Herbert Toledano. Because he's the father of my daughter.
Yes.
Now,
and at the time you were divorced?
Yes. I don't know if I was divorced, but anyway, we weren't living together. But he wanted me to go back to him, but I didn't want to. Anyway, we met Baba, saw him, and was very nice. And then Baba said that I should go to California, and I went for 2 months to California.
So did you travel?
With Nani and... Not with Baba, no.
You traveled?
I traveled with Nani and Rano and... Ruan, that's right. And then we were 2 months in this villa. And every evening, Baba used to take us for walks. And I remember it was really beautiful because there were the most fabulous sunsets. And... Baba walked terribly fast. We used to be all rushing after him. And it was a lovely, lovely holiday. But Baba wasn't... he wasn't really quite so close to me then. He was nice to me. I don't mean he wasn't. But, you know, I was, I think, being pushed away a bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, your husband and daughter, they stayed, of course, behind... New York City, or they went back to Panama?
My daughter went with her aunt and father down to Panama.
So she met Baba also, your daughter?
But my daughter?
Yes.
No, she wasn't very interested. But no.
In England, had she met Baba?
I think she must have met Baba. But I do, my daughter is not, she's very down to earth, very, very down.
Oh, it's just what you said, your husband met Bob in New York City.
Yes, but it didn't mean anything to him.
But your daughter must have been with you.
No, no, I don't think so. Anyway, she was only 7 then. But she may have met him since, I can't even remember. But she's not interested. And she doesn't accept such things. She thinks they are a bit crackers.
Well, in Hollywood, did you go with Baba to when he went to visit all the stars and all that? Was that during?
We went up to Santa Barbara. Yeah. You know the group that there was up. We motored to Santa Barbara and stayed the night there.
That was like that Ocean Dunes with Sam
Cohen. That's right, yes. That's right.
That was sort of an out-of-the-way place.
I don't really remember very much about it. It couldn't have meant an awful lot to me. I think everything really was coloured by Baba's personality. And, I mean, what I remember more than anything, the marvelous walks we used to have.
But that was the time that he had visited Mary Pickford and gone to.
Yes, yes. But
you didn't go
I didn't. No. I don't think I